We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Akash Shal Gavi Amita. In those days, they had straw beds, and the bed had straw on it, and this straw was really set aside for firewood, to burn for fuel. And this kash was on your bed, you want to go to sleep. You shouldn't spread it out with your hand in order to sleep on it, because it's muksa. So what you do, you like dive into bed, and with your goof, with your body, you'll flatten it out. And that's not a problem. Why? Because it's tiltum and atzad, and therefore it's mutter. But if it was meichel behema, it means it's already set aside for food for animals, or before Shabbos already, you set up the straw together with a pillow and a blanket, then you're allowed to move by hand. Why? Because by putting on a blanket or a sheet, you show that this is not any more fuel. It is part of your bed, and therefore it's not muksa. Or if it's meichel behema, those are not muksa. You're allowed to use your hand. And the Mishnah says further, mikpa shel bali batim, if you have a press, a homemade press, matirim, you're allowed to open the press and pull your pants out, because you need it for Shabbos. You're not allowed to press your pants on Shabbos, because you're doing that for tomorrow, and that's not allowed to be done. But one of these presses that are made for the laundromat, the laundry people, and that's professional press. Like Rashi says, how it's made is you have a board with like these two poles on the four ends, and then you have another board that fits into those four poles, and it presses down. You put a peg in it, and it holds it down very tightly. So it's a very professional press that you cannot take your pants out on Shabbos. And what's the reason? So Rashi says, since it's very tight, when you undo this press, it's like doima testira. It's like you're being soiser, and therefore it's a problem. And they have to ask in Rashi, l'chara, I im ben yastira v'kelim, but the pashat here, this is a keli with a stira, and therefore you can't undo it. Already was a little bit undone before Shabbos, matas kula v'shem di. You can pull the whole thing out and take out your pants. That is our Mishnah. Now, the ratio of the Mishnah says that you have the straw on the mita that's muksa. What do? You can't do it by hand. You can do it with your guf. So Rashi says it's tiltum and atzad. Now, it's a big machlokes Rishonim had to learn menene v'gufay. Because the halacha is tiltum and atzad is only mutter, tzarech dava hamutter. Now here, you're being metaltal the kash, the tzarech hakash, for the purpose of the kash, spreading out the kash. That called tzarech dava mutter, tzarech dava asa. So it's two pshatim. Some Rishonim say that tzarech dava mutter. Why? Because I'm doing it to go to sleep. Even though I'm doing it to make the straw better, which is tzarech the straw, but the straw is tzarech for me to go to sleep. Therefore, it's called tiltum and atzad, tzarech dava heter. The Rosh learns different terrors. The Rosh learns that gufa is different tiltum atzad. It's more kuladik. When you use your guf, that's more kuladik, and even tiltum atzad, serach dava asa, which means the tzarech hakash, it's mutter to do it with your guf. That's the two ways to learn the Mishnah. But Al-Kapana, the Mishnah says that I'm allowed to straighten out the straw with my guf because either it's tiltum atzad or it's tiltum a gufa. Zok to Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said a memory, we had this before. Omer Rav Nachman, hai pugla melmaila lemata shari. That means you have this radish that's in the ground. So the radish is bigger on top and smaller on the bottom. So if it's in the ground, melmaila lemata, then it's shari. That means that if the top part is higher up and the bottom part is lower down, then it's mutter to take it in and out on Shabbos. What's the reason? Because even though it's in the dirt, and dirt is muksa, but if the top is thicker, so even if you pull it out, no sand will get moved because it's fatter on top and skinny on the bottom. Therefore, it's mutter. Milmata l'mayla, but if the bottom part's deeper in the ground and the narrow part's on top, when you pull it out, you'd be lifting up sand. So it's asher. That's what Rav Nachman says. Sounds like Rav Nachman is saying, tiltum and atzad is asher. Even though I'm metaltal a day the radish, that's asher. Omrav adaba abba, amri beirav, tanina, our mishnah is a loiker of Nachman. It's not like Rav Nachman who says, tiltum and atzad is asher. Why? It says in our Mishnah, you shouldn't do it by hand. You can use a guf. But if the kash, if the straw is not muksa, because it's made, set aside for food for a behema, or had a pillow or a blanket on it, then you're allowed to use your hand. But what do you see from the ratio of the Mishnah? You're allowed to use a guf, even though it's muksa. You see from here, tiltum and atzad is not called tiltum. So it's a kash of Nachman that holds that tiltum and atzad shmei tiltum. So therefore, Rav Nachman is shlugged up. Now, the question is, the feet of Rosh that learned that our Mishnah is tiltal begufoy, so then what's the raya? Tiltal begufoy, maybe it's more kuldik. So on that, the Rishonim answer that if tilta matzah is always aser, like Rav Nachman said, even tzarav dava ha-mutter, so then tilta begufa wouldn't be mutter either. It's only after we know tilta matzah is mutter tzarav dava heter, therefore, you're allowed to do begufa tzarav dava aser. Once you tilta matzah is mutter a little bit, you can even do a tilta begufa. That's why it's a raya. And in Echanami, this is shlugged, Rav Nachman shlugged up. And Batsman, if you look at the Gemara before on Daf, I think it's Daf Kofo Gimel Mar Aleph, the Gemara there says that Rav Nachman was choizer from this. And Taisa there speaks out, the Rav Maschal Hoda on Daf Kufcha Gimel Mar Aleph, that the reason why we say that Rav Nachman was choizer from that, this memory is from this Mishnah. Akaponim, Yiladu Tultam Atzad, there's something on your bed. That's what you see from here. So communicate Lamaisa, unless you have a cell phone, you want to go to sleep and your cell phone or your wallet's on your bed. So what could you do? So you could do is you could dive into bed and with your shoulder it'll fly right off your bed, and that's fine because it's tiltal min atzad, tiltal begufay, and therefore it's mutter because you want to go to sleep. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Palpali, these peppercorns that were not crossed before Shabbos and you want to cross it, what's the eitzah? Now do teichin on Shabbos. What do you do? Meidik chad chad v'kata sakina. You could do one at a time with the back of a knife. Back of a knife is a major shinui. And it's moving rashi. You can't even use the bottom part of the press. You just have to do it on a table. And then it's mutter if you do one at a time. If you do one at a time, it's mutter. Tarati also, but two at a time is also. That's already more the derech. Rav Amar kivin de mishani, he's making a major shinui by using the back of a knife, fill two venami. Even a lot you're allowed to do. And this is a big chiddush, and we pass this in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to crush the peppercorns if you do it in the back of the knife. And because this type of case, the shinui is changes the malacha so much that it's actually mutter to do it. And according to Rav, even a lot at a time. Om Rav Yehuda, man de sochi b'maya, someone who washed himself with water on Shabbos. Let's say you had to go to mikvah, you went into the river to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So l'nagin after reisha, make sure he dries up when he comes out before he starts walking. And then he should walk out. Why? Maybe he's going to come to carry 4 amos of karmelis. He has water on him to carry 4 amos of karmelis. And actually, Rechaim Kievsky in Orchis Yerisha, he talks about going to the mikvah of Tilas Ezra. There he speaks out. You go to mikvah on Shabbos. Says, what you do about carrying? So he said, brings him a stipler. He didn't want you to dry yourself so much because you're here, Shah Schita of Asar. Therefore, he says, you should just keep on, when you leave the mikvah, just keep on walking. Don't stop. And therefore, since you never stopped, There's no akira v'anocha, and therefore won't be a problem. But here we're saying is, you should dry yourself first, so you shouldn't carry 4 amos in the karmelis. Beit Amar Akasha, Yehachi, we know the nahar is also a karmelis. Kichanach is now when you go into the water, and you're pushing the water, your body is pushing the water 4 amos in the karmelis, and it's v'asa, it should be also to go into the water. And the Gemara, koichi v'karmelis le'gozu, we had this before in Perek HaZayrik, this din that koichai is considered my maisa, something that happens from my power, is considered my maisa, and considered haitzah, is only by a shisharabim. But in karmelis, we're in geyser on koichai, and therefore, if you push it with your guf, you go in, and because of you, the water moves, that is not a problem in a karmelis. Another halacha, Amar Abaye, Tema Rav Yehuda, tit shagavi ragla, someone got mud on his foot, on a shoe, on his foot, you can rub it on the ground, but you can't rub it on the kaisel, because Abaye holds that the kaisel, I'm adding on dirt to the kaisel, cement to the kaisel, so therefore it's like baina, and therefore you should not rub your foot on the kaisel. You know you're not machavin, but lemaisa, since it looks like binyan, and it's a binyan, therefore you shouldn't do it. Amar Rava, I don't understand you. My time of kaisel lo, why can't you do in the kaisel from the mechsi? Kibayin looks like bayna. Habinyin chaklahu. That's not binyan, because when you make a kaisel, when you make a wall, you use special type of sid, which is special type of plaster. You don't do it with like cement on the outside. Therefore, it's even if you do it with kavana, it's only with the rabbanon. And since it's only with the rabbanon, because that's not the way you build, therefore here you're not mechavin, and it's maybe not even a psik resha, therefore you are allowed to do it. That's what Rava said. Elam Rava mekancha v'kaisel. You could do it. You rub your foot on the kaisel. But ve'im mekancha v'karka. Here's the opposite. You can't do it with the karka. Why not? Dima asi lashpuri gumais. Because when you want to put your mud in the ground, you look for a hole to put it into, and it comes out you're flattening the ground. There'll be bainats ashpuri gumais. So the machlokes Rava and Abaya. Abaya holds you can't do it in the kaisel. Rava says you can't do it on the ground. Itmar, Marbury Davino, Mechazavakh is also. Both are also attack. The curse is also because he looks like he also is Baina. And the Karaka is also because of Ashwagumar. So Papa Mechazavakh is a mutter. Both are mutter. Why both are mutter? Because since both of them are not really binyan, and it's only the rabbanon, and you're not mechavim for that, them tanah psikresha, therefore it's mutter. Talk to the Marbury, the Ravina, what do you do if you get mud on your foot? What do you do? My kachle, what do you rub it on? Makachle the kairid. You rub it off on like a log or a beam that's on the karka, where it's not shalab binyan because it's just sitting there. And also it's not on the karka, it's no shvur gumais, so just rub it off on a beam and that will be fine. Omar Rava, Lalesev Inush Apume de Lachaya. When the lach is, when you have a mavui that has three mechitzas, you're allowed to carry it only in that mavui, only if it has a lechi. It's like a little pole in the front of the opening. And that's a simon, you can't go further than this. So you shouldn't play, you shouldn't sit near the lechi. Why? Maybe your chayf is to roll out of your hand to shirabim, but also soon you go grab it and bring it back in. And you don't realize exactly where the shirabim starts because you're in a doorway and you don't know exactly where the lechi is. Therefore, don't play next to the lechi or sit there because you might drop something and roll out the shirabim. So stay back a little bit. A person shouldn't try to straighten out a barrel on Shabbos that's sitting on the ground. Why? When you straighten it out, you might flatten out the ground, so it should stay straight, and that will come to Isser Baina of Ashvuye Gumais. Don't stuff in cotton balls into the hole or the spout of the barrel. In a come to schita, you're gonna get the liquid out of the mukhin, which is the iser of schita, iser of mefarik, when you squeeze out any mashkin out of the mukhin. Therefore, don't use a mukhin, don't use a katan or a piece of clothing to stuff up the hole in the barrel. Omrav kahana, tichol gabi begdo, if someone gets mud on his beged, mekaskesoi mefnim. You want to get off the mud. You're not allowed to rub it on the outside. What you do is, you stick your hand inside the baguette and you rub the two insides together, and that will cause the outside to fall off. You shouldn't do it on the outside, because doing the outside looks like you're trying to do malabin. And it's not real malabin here, like Rashi says, because no water. All I'm doing is taking off the dirt. But if I do it on the outside, it looks like malabin, I can't do it. Only I can do it from the inside. If someone gets some mud on his shoe, megara begavasakin, he can rub it off with the back of a knife. Vishal bigda, if it's on his bag, megara betzpirin, he can rub it off with his nail. And also, like the Mishmaru speaks out, begavasakin is also, you can also do. Uvachli kaskes, but you can't rub it. So it sounds like you can't rub it in any way. My love, so you kavas the cloud, even on the inside. Loi, so you kaskes mevachos, elvafnim. You shouldn't do it from the outside, only from the inside. So it sounds like you're allowed to do from the inside, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch really paskins in Shin Beis, that you're allowed to do it from the inside, you're allowed to rub off a tip, but not from the outside. You know, as long as you're not doing water, you can rub from the inside. But the problem is that the Mishaburah there, the Maisa is Machmer, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins Shin Beis Sif Zayin says that Tichah Abigdom Shafshe Rifnim, the Lemucha Milsa Lachzuyan Kimalabin, have Lemucha Machut, Domin Lemalabin, Megari Vitzipirin, you can rub it with your nail. And so the Mishnah Berurah brings down at the end over here. Nias Dadi Yisrael Metuva. The Nehid the Mishum Toichin Leka. He handed the Shaila Toichin. Arei Alkaponim Mechavim Zel Yapis Habegel Tzach Tzachos LeYisrael of Shum Roishim Lichluch Vavim Kamalabin. And he holds that it's not so posher to do this, to rub it off something on the outside of your beggar, because the Shaila of Malabin, he brings a raya later on. The Gemara says he can't even shake out a talus with dust on it. So therefore, it's a big Shaila. If someone has a Shaila, should really ask a Shaila. You got on your shoe, your new shoe, you got mud on it, so you let it rub it off. We'll see what it means, the back of a knife. I have a loy yosham, not an old shoe. Why? Because the old shoe, since it's rubbed out already, if you scrub it with the back of a knife, it might peel off some of its leather, and it's a problem of a machik. So what do you have? Well, even with chadash, that's mutter. You're saying a new shoe is now shaila of rubbing off the leather. It says mutter. What do you do it with? With the back of a knife. With the back of a knife, you could do it. So who's saba? We're on top of kufmem alef on base already. Old man Torah vo sami didoch mekameha. Your memra, I'm going to show you from a brayse that's not like you. Tana Rav Chiya, and the brayse says, you can't rub off anything off a new shoe or an old shoe. Either one you can't do. You can't, even with the back of a knife. And the reason is because it peels off leather off the shoe, and it's a problem of memachik. And it's a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. It's a mechavim. It's a psik reisha. But lo yosuch ragaloi b'shemen, you shouldn't soak your foot with oil. While it's in the shoe, I would say a sandal, or in the sandal, because it looks like I'm trying to soften up the leather with this oil. But you could soak your foot first in oil, then put it into the shoe or into your sandal. Another eitzah, if you want to you let it soak your whole body with oil, and you could roll on top of a piece of leather that you want to use for a table or a bed, you can roll on it and sleep on it, and that way it will soften it up that way. You're not worried about it. It's a Shabbos there, because there you're doing it b'derech that I'm oiling my foot, and it's not a problem. But you can't put something directly onto your foot while it's in the shoe, because you might put it directly on the shoe. So Amar Rav Chista says, this heter, that I can soak my foot with oil and put it into a shoe, we said that was mutter, because since I put the oil on my foot, it's not a problem. Even that's not so pashas muta. Only if your kavana is to shine the shoe, to make it soft, aser. That is aser. Right? Think about kasha. What are you talking about, Chisda? La avdoi pshita. Of course, you know, have kavana to make it soft. The shoe, the tzachzachah, you let it. You let it have kavana to polish the shoe. That is mutter to soak your foot, and you're doing it to soak your foot, not to shine the shoe. But even then, it's only mutter ella shir letzachzach, only a small amount of oil, which would only be enough to shine the shoe. But if it's a lot of oil that could make it soft, even if I put it on my foot, it's aser. It's aser. That's the halacha. It's aser. And lemaisa would sound like me, if I put some oil on my foot and put it into the shoe, it would be mutter to shine it. Lemaisa, our shoes for sure, it's aser in any oifen. To put a shoe polish in it, it's a problem. It's a veya, problem. It's a machik. It's a problem. It's a badly. Now let's shine shoes these days in any way, shape, or form.